episode 86. I am your host, Dion Manassian, here with Kennedy.
Hello, friend.
Adam.
Hi.
And Dan.
Yo.
I'm still baiting you out of your yeah. always last joke. Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
How's it going? What games have you guys been? What game have you guys been grooving on this week?
All been playing Mario.
Yeah,
like literally, like yeah. all three
like,
of us.
I think that's it, right? Like I don't think I've played anything else.
I mean, I've been playing a lot of Atelier or Sophie lately, but Mario Odyssey has kind of put everything else to the side.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But
yeah.
when I get, but when once I beat Mario Odyssey and Dot Hack after that comes out, I'll be jumping right back into it.
I've pretty much exclusively been playing Animal Crossing Pocket Camp.
Oh, yeah, I did play a little. I did, well, like, not nearly as much as you did, but I've been playing some of that.
Yeah. For reference, I, this morning, hit villager level 29.
I think I'm, like, 12.
Now, remind me when this game comes out in America again.
Next month.
At the end of November, they said.
Yeah. What Nintendo did, as many games, many mobile games do, is they did a soft launch in Australia because it's the most similar to their target demographic and market. Some kind soul leaked the APK from the Google Play Store to the entire internet.
Bless you. Not all heroes.
And I downloaded it. I literally downloaded it the morning after the direct. So... we know how the... well, the statistics are going to be fucked, first of all. I've already spent $10 in the game.
So fucked.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
Would you say it's the best mobile game Nintendo has come yeah. out with to date?
Yes.
I'll
stand by
that. I mean,
not
that it has much competition, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really have much competition.
Yeah, well, there's almost nothing...
still good of,
yeah.
you know, saying, like, okay, so is it just flat out bad?
It's not bad.
Absolutely not.
No.
All right.
I had my doubts when they... We'll wrap this up shortly because we have like some other stuff to talk about because today is Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's Monday, October 30th, and the first day of Paris Games Week was today. So
I totally
we,
forgot about that build this
yeah.
morning.
So we'll be talking about that mostly. But real quick about Animal Crossing Mobile, and then I'll let you guys get your piece in about Mario Odyssey too. I was not feeling it, actually, when the direct dropped.
It was so lame.
It was a really lame direct.
Yeah. It was like, oh, you could do all this. And I was mostly really salty because our friend Victor was like, oh, it's going to be a city builder game. You're going to hate it. And I was like, I don't want it to be a city builder game. I don't want to have to, like, build resources and or collect resources and build buildings to level up my characters and my friendship levels and my villagers or whatever. And then... the direct happened. I was like, no, fuck this. I hate it. It's bad. Literally, I was on Discord with Dave. And he was like, oh my God, I'm trying to hear it. Like, I was just complaining. And then I downloaded it, and it was... appearances were deceiving.
And now you're level 29.
At the very least.
Yeah.
They did a really good job of taking Animal Crossing, which is generic... or not generically. Generally... like, you have one home console that you don't really take with you, so you have a house that you can decorate. And, like, when you come home, you have, like, your home base, essentially, that's yours. And I think they did a really good job picking campers instead of houses for that because it feels like you're always on the go. Like, you're never really in one place with Animal yeah. Crossing Pocket Camp. And it was so cute. A couple of complaints, not complaints, but like gripes. I wish they had more furniture selection.
You're
and
not the only person I've heard say that. I've heard
really?
So many people say that.
Really? Because there's like 299 furniture pieces available right off the bat.
I can think of at least three people on Twitter that I follow who are very vocal about wanting
no, yeah, furniture. I wanted some of the like more fancy series to come in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're going to unveil them as... release happens. I would hope so because they are going to have like seasonal events and things like that. But and I also want resources to I want villagers to give you resources in higher quantities because otherwise nothing gets done. Like you're supposed to build furniture and things to put in your campsite. but I just build what is necessary, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, damn, that's cute, and I'll put it in my camper. If you do want to look at pictures of my camper, I've actually just updated it today, but my Twitter is KNURTT, twitter.com/nurt. They're there, and I'll post the updated ones. They're already up if you're listening to this podcast, whatever. But I'll post them tonight. Quick plug, but I like, it's so good. It's so good. And I honestly don't mind the wait times for building things. Mm. It's only when it's like, oh, you can invite this villager, but the build time for like one thing is 24 hours. And I'm like, I can do what? I can't invite this villager. Because they do have requirements before they can come to your campsite. I'll probably go, probably write an in-depth article about it.
Do it.
I'll do it when it's out.
I definitely wish there were some more slots to make to them. Build like, I know you can buy them.
Yeah.
But like one
I
slot.
I bought the
like,
first two. Or yeah. The two.
Yeah, but like one slot, like say if you're building a thing that takes like 8 hours or something.
Yeah, then
it's
you're
like, and
up.
Then you can't really do much for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wish there were more slots.
Yeah.
For that stuff, even though you can get them.
I'm always lacking cotton.
Yeah.
And things that need paper need a lot of paper to build.
Yeah. I'm definitely not like... Like, I'll build something and then I'll forget about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I could have built something else. So I'm not like hurting for resources. Because mm-hmm. I'm not playing it like a rapid rate. I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, I'll get this thing out of the way. Yeah. And then like, I'll forget about it.
Yeah. I liked playing it at a really rapid rate the mm-hmm. first like few days it was out.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Yeah. We're an Australian-based podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Australia. Yeah. But I think now that I've, like, done so much, I'm going to dial it back so that I can actually enjoy it when yeah. they start adding things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the same thing. I played, like, so much of it on the first day.
Yeah.
And then I'm just kind of, like, I'm still enjoying it, but I think the... Just the running errands is a means to leveling up. It's getting, like, a little stale with me already.
Yep.
Like, I kind of wish, you know, they had, like, your Animal Crossing, like, main features. Like, I wish they had the museum, for instance, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, things to collect for a reason for collecting other than just selling them.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be nice. Even, like, a way to keep track of them or something, you know?
Yeah. There is a catalog, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah.
I think there was so much more variety in a... There obviously there's going to be so much more variety in a full Animal Crossing game.
Yeah, totally.
But it feels like a nice filler until Animal Crossing Switch
finally
releases.
It's definitely a neat little thing.
Yeah.
Will you like the Switch then?
Yeah. Like, no shit. Yeah. Yeah. I'll like the Switch then because it has Animal Crossing on it.
Yeah.
Like, I bought the 3DS as an Animal Crossing console, and the Switch is no different.
I feel it. God, how long has it been since New Leaf?
5 years.
Yeah, they're
like
due
2012.
They're due for a new one.
Yeah.
Like a new full-blown Animal Crossing.
I'm estimating, this is like a complete shot in the dark, but I think early 2019 mm-hmm. for Animal Crossing Switch, because it's a mid-cycle thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I can feel that.
Which, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp better be killer up until then.
Yeah.
I'm fucking eyeing you, Nintendo.
I'm interested to see what they do, though, because it's definitely... a franchise that they've been toying with a lot for the past few years, and they've been trying like totally different things.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think the New Leaf formula was the best.
Yeah,
I think Happy Home Designer and Welcome Amiibo updates.
Yeah,
well, not Happy Home Designer wasn't like an update, but Happy Home Designer put in a lot of interior stuff that we needed and wanted. It was a lot of like quality of life stuff that and like new furniture, obviously. That was nice. And then some of that we got in the Welcome Amiibo update. The thing I liked most was you're now able to choose where your villagers live, more or less, in your town. Yeah. That's absolutely great. So,
yeah.
I'm probably still going to be playing New Leaf for a long while.
Yeah.
Right up until Animal Crossing Switch comes out.
Right until newer leaf.
Right until the best leaf.
Fresh leaf.
Fresh leaf. But yeah, how's Super Mario Odyssey?
It's really great.
I actually played a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a little fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was playing Cappy. I played two-player.
Oh, you're doing the two-player thing? Yeah. I did that for like a few seconds on the stream on Saturday. And
yeah, you didn't like it for
some reason. No, I didn't like it. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
I did a good amount of fucking around, but I genuinely wanted to help.
Yeah.
And I think... when you get a duo like that, it like works.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that's hard to line up is the hat jumps. When you throw the hat and you
jump on it. Yeah, it's really hard to line up because you don't know where the fucking person's going to jump.
We did it once by accident, and we freaked out. Yeah. It was good.
Like, you know where they should jump, but you don't know if they'll actually jump there, you know?
Yes, yeah.
In your mind, that's where you, like, you'll line it up there, and then they'll just like, oh, no, I want to go over here. It's like, ah, fuck, well.
Yeah. So, thoughts?
But, yeah, I really, really dig how this game will just throw themes out, and then, like, it'll be something totally fucking different in the next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, this game tries so many different things. And for the most part, they work.
Yeah.
But I just really dig how they, like, switch up everything, like, so quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, each world has a new, like, pretty fun mechanic and a completely different theme. Like, I don't know how far you guys have gotten, but there's one world in particular that I'm thinking of, and I really want you guys to get to it.
I'm at, I just beat Food Kingdom. I'm about to hit Bowser's Kingdom.
You're getting there.
I am in Bowser's Kingdom.
Okay. Okay, so wait, I actually don't remember if you've done it or not. But either way.
What?
There's one particular world that's really, really unique. And it's just so fucking out there. And it's a lot of fun.
I can think of a handful of worlds I really like in Mario Odyssey. It's kind of cool for me playing Mario Odyssey because I've actually never played a main series Mario game.
Yeah, my only main series Mario game was Mario Galaxy. Oh, yeah, sorry. There's a bit of Mario spoilers here.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to go into specifics or anything, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, we're not going to flat out tell you the roster.
Yeah, you'll be good.
But is the fact that Bowser is a boss a spoiler?
No.
Oh, it's a Mario game.
No, it's a Mario game. Okay. Of course you're going to fight
Bowser. That's like saying Batman fights the Joker.
Yeah. Right.
Like, no.
Because, like,
you fight Ganondorf in The Legend of Zelda, guys.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Because, like, I saw people getting real upset that people were like, oh, I'm in Bowser's Kingdom. Yeah. Like, on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was like,
of course you're gonna fight Bowser. What the hell?
Excuse me.
Yeah. So like, normally I hate being spoiled for things. Yeah. But like, I feel like you fight Bowser is within the realm of.
It's not
within
a spoiler.
The realm of releasing a Mario game.
Like, it's actually just not a spoiler.
Again, it's like saying you fight Ganondorf in The Legend of Zelda.
The sun comes out.
The sun comes out. Yeah, it's like if you know anything about the franchise, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah. Saying that Mario fights Bowser is not
Mario
spoilers.
Fights Bowser and rescues Peach, guys.
Amy, I don't know when you did this, but thank you for the host. I just noticed.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
They can put our stream on their channel on Twitch for their followers to watch.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks so much.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luigi is the final boss.
Hell yeah, he is.
A true end, Waluigi.
I love it.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I love it.
Finally, you can decide which brother is better.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's Luigi.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Spoiler.
Luigi is the better brother.
But yeah.
It's
what,
real good.
What else does Super Mario Odyssey, avoiding spoilers, what else does Super Mario Odyssey do well that you haven't seen in other Mario games?
Oh god. See, it's
well,
weird because
he's not on a go-kart for one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is kind of just, like, from my experience, and I'm assuming I'm almost endgame considering hopefully about to fight Bowser.
Yeah.
It's just kind of another good Mario game.
Yeah, no, totally. They don't,
like, it's nothing, like, super impressive. It's just Mario living up to the standard of quality Mario has created for himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't necessarily do anything new.
Yeah.
But they just keep, like, you know.
It's just
like,
consistent.
It's just consistent, yeah.
It's just, like.
It's good platforming.
Yeah.
Lovable areas. The enemies are so cute.
Yeah.
Like, everything in this game is adorable.
Yeah.
And in this case, there's nothing wrong with consistency.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, it's.
You know, it's like. It'd be like saying, you know, is a consistently good game versus, like.
A spotty. Bad series.
Spotty bad series. Yeah. So, I mean, it's main series Mario, and I'm told that they're all great.
Yeah.
As most main series Mario games are pretty fantastic.
Like every 3D Mario game is, like, fucking perfect. Like this one, too, but it's not, like, that's just Mario's level of quality.
Yeah.
Like, Mario has always been, like, a fucking incredible franchise.
Yeah.
And, like, all of them just keep within that.
I wish I had played one sooner.
Yeah.
As someone who is flirting with the idea of maybe picking up Super Mario Odyssey or borrowing it from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I should know? about the changes this game... Well, not the changes, per se, but, like, the way this game is done versus other Mario games.
He's not on a go-kart.
Yeah, he is okay. He's absolutely
good
not
start,
on a
go-kart. Good start.
Like, you could have watched any single trailer for Mario Odyssey, and you know almost every single thing about this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. Yep. This game does not actually throw many surprises in your direction.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, outside of, like, you going into a single area and, like, finding unique things...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there are 14 worlds in the game. And like,
is that including the secret areas?
Maybe 15 with, like, the last one. And, I like, three of them haven't been in a trailer.
Okay.
Three or four of them haven't been in a trailer. Okay. So
I think
you,
it was three. I vaguely remember hearing a couple people say three.
Yeah. Like, you definitely...
But they've shown off, like, what they've got.
They've shown
much.
Off what they got. Like, they showed their whole hand yeah. with okay. this game. And... For better or worse, that's what they did. Like,
show your
I
whole
think,
hand, yeah. tap three mana, and gain three times the amount of white cards you reveal in your hand.
Yeah. I tend to think of it's a little for worse, because I like when...
You like when there are surprises.
Yeah, when there are surprises. Yeah. And this one, it's like, oh, it's this world. Yeah, I saw this world. Oh, it's this world. Yeah, I saw this world. And then the one surprise in the game, I'm like, oh, this is so fucking cool. Mm. So
if I wasn't really interested in what I saw in the trailers...
Yeah.
Would you still recommend it?
I feel like the trailers are pretty...
If, like... So, my background is that, like, I couldn't give less of a fuck about Mario games, honestly.
Yeah.
They're, like, they've always been platformers for the most part, which is not my thing.
Yeah.
Series just not that interesting.
Yeah.
And I've already... And, like, I don't care for the trailers.
Yeah.
What would you say... I should do about Mario.
I mean, I'd say if you don't care about Mario, then don't play the new Mario game. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
trailers.
But it's not going to. Would this game like at least sway me a little bit to maybe playing the next one when it comes
new
out?
New Donk City might.
Yeah, New Donk City might. Like New Donk City is
new
like.
New Donk City.
It's like even if you don't play platformers, like New Donk City is just fucking incredible. Okay.
It's like not even like platforming. It's, it's just like
it's just really
just
cool
fun.
Exploration.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But yeah, the trailers I think are pretty indicative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether or not you'll like it, it's very much one of those games that. You can probably just glance at and immediately know whether or not you're interested or not.
It's like,
and if you're really that on the fence, then yeah, try New Donk City.
Sure.
It's the best thing in this game I've experienced.
Easily. I would say if it's generally not your thing and you're still like if you still kind of want to play it, I'd say just like borrow it from someone.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I wasn't going to go out and like buy a Switch and buy Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, this isn't something that's
because
like,
I am
totally
not some sort of fucking Saudi heiress.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna.
It's not like a Mario game to change Mario games.
No.
Okay.
But it's just
definitely an incredible one.
It's a very good game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think for that reason it's not going to be in the list of games I've played extensively for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I will try and get some hours in it because I want to have a good basis for arguing my points.
Yeah.
But you know, I just
like you might enjoy it more than like other Mario games because it's a lot more focused on exploration than platforming.
Yeah.
But like
still
a
Now whenever someone says that or it's like whenever someone says a game is more focused on exploration and pretty much doing whatever you want rather than like say puzzles or platforming or something that has recently been what the series is about. I'm specifically talking about Breath of the Wild.
I got that.
I'm just going to name drop that one. Yeah. I'm extremely wary.
It's like...
Because
I
was
that.
Really excited for Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
But it just didn't vibe with me.
Yeah.
So, like,
so with Mario Odyssey, it's more like... Like, it's like based around exploration and that kind of stuff, but... You do have an ultimate goal in each area to like find the moons and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like it is like focusing on exploration, but the exploration is to achieve an ultimate goal.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
So like you're doing it for a reason.
Yeah. What's up, Kennedy?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I guess you were gonna finish. The exploration even then isn't like super in depth. Kind of like they were trying to make it in Breath of the Wild. Like if you want to like just go in one direction and just see how far you can go in that direction, you know, Breath of the Wild, you can keep going for a long time.
Spend
Mario
a whole day
Odyssey,
doing that.
there are borders
to
the world in question, and they're very clearly defined borders, and they're not, like, super far away and unreachable. You can probably it's more like have a, them within eyeshot.
Yeah. It's more like a playground with a lot of stuff to find in it.
Okay.
It's a playground with a really big
That's what I liked about the Yakuza games, so maybe.
Yeah.
I think Mario Odyssey is on a bit bigger scale because Yakuza was, like, two neighborhoods at most.
Yeah, no, it was literally two little pieces of two cities.
Yeah.
Plus, like, two other small places. Yeah. Dojima headquarters and...
Oh, yeah. How long were you in there, though?
A long-ass time, considering how long those ambushes lasted.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah. Definitely way more linear exploration than Zelda.
Yeah.
Like, Zelda just has, like...
Yeah.
Zelda just kind of puts you in a spot and is just like... Go.
It literally has a quest that just says kill Ganon. And that's like it's just like there's a main quest that just says defeat Ganon. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
That scared me.
Yeah, it's definitely like, overwhelming. But
yeah. Cause I I'm not dumb. But I don't like to be overwhelmed by video games.
No, yeah. It's a really overwhelming thing. It's like you finish the tutorial, kill Ganondorf. It's like
well, okay.
Especially when, like, right, you walk 10 feet and a Bokoblin does, like, 4 hearts of health damage.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, it just felt super unforgiving to me.
Yeah. It's not hand-holdy at all.
Yeah.
I really liked how within a few weeks of being out, there were already, like, playthroughs on YouTube of people doing exactly that. Like, just starting up the game, getting, like, the most basic-ass weapon they could get.
They picked up a stick.
And fucking marching.
And then they just ran toward Ganondorf. Yeah. And you know, some people actually did it. Some people actually got the magic formula and beat Ganondorf just like that. And I give so much kudos to
I fucking tried that. And it's really weird because, so there are four different bosses you have to kill. Not have to. There are four different bosses.
You should.
They will assist you in your Ganondorf fight if you fight them. So how it works, if you just go straight to Hyrule Castle and say, fucking fight me, Ganondorf, they'll be like, oh, you know.
Woke up from 1,000-year sleep, but I'm ready.
I don't have clothes yet, but.
I'm so rested.
Yeah. Like, if you do that, they'll be like, okay. And you have to fight those four bosses before you fight Ganondorf.
That's fucked up.
So, like, you can't avoid those fights, regardless of what you do. It's just, Ganondorf's gonna be a little fucking harder when you have to fight four other big dudes in front of him.
Yeah.
With 3 hearts.
Fucked up.
So, final thoughts on Mario Odyssey before we talk about Paris Games Week.
It's good.
I'm really enjoyed. Well,
very good.
I've
this turned into a sales pitch. Yeah.
I have really enjoyed it. I finished it.
I am like a handful of worlds. I might 100%, but there are a few which I won't name. But I think you guys know exactly which ones.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of where it's like I ain't touching that shit with a 10-foot. I'm done with them.
I'm maybe like a tenth through each list on each world. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is... I'm already at, like, almost 170 moons.
Okay.
Like, it's obscene.
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, 800?
There's 500.
500-ish.
500 excluding, like, the achievement ones.
Yeah.
But
the necessary ones.
Yeah, like the ones in each world, there's 500. And I'm at, like, 400 and something. I don't know if I'll finish that, because, like the worlds I have remaining just aren't fun.
You better get, like, a fucking super moon if you get all those...
You get a picture.
You hope you get to summon moon.
Yeah.
But
it might actually be more than 500. Because now that I think of it, the Odyssey is saying, oh, you have 190-something, or I guess, like 90-something more moons left. I don't know if it's, like, to something else, or if that's, like, it. So it might actually be 800. I'm not entirely sure. Now that I think of it, I should look this up.
Lots to do.
Yeah, lots to do.
So how about that Paris Games Week?
We posed a poll in our, like, Lifecast chat that has all of us in it. And of the people that answered,
I think we should just talk about, like, all of it.
All of it wasn't
at least, like,
relevant?
The top three.
We'll do the top five because I could say, like, a couple things about the last two, and it's not going to take up a lot of time.
One game on this list I know jack shit about.
So the first one, which the most people wanted to talk about, was Monster Hunter World and Horizon Zero Dawn DLC. So, I'm into it.
Dan is.
Let me tell you about how Monster Hunter World is going to be the best game of 2018.
Let me tell you about how I really want to have the little robot as my companion as Aloy, because I have played Horizon Zero Dawn and I liked it a lot. It went some places that I didn't like, but overall it was an enjoyable game.
Yeah.
Dan really likes Monster Hunter.
I love Monster Hunter.
Never played a Monster Hunter game in my life. So.
This will probably end up being the best one to play.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
With each Monster Hunter game, they've just gotten more and more accessible, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon.
Yep.
Because they've gotten really good at streamlining their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think just Monster Hunter World is probably going to be the one to pick up if you want to get into the series.
If I can share an outside thought from Dave.
Yes.
He says that, according to his opinion... citing Dave's opinion. Sorry.
Can you put that in APA format, please?
Yeah.
Cannot be accepted.
We use MLA format in the English department, actually.
The fuck uses APA?
Yeah. The psychology industry.
We used it in mine, too.
Big Pharma.
we used it in ADPR.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But can we all
Chicago's ass?
Yeah, Chicago's terrible.
Dave has been saying that Monster Hunter has been on the cusp of being a mainline game series.
It is.
For a long time. Like,
ever
for the last
Monster
It's been
Hunter
on the cusp.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten a lot of popularity with each game since 3.
And this is going to be the one to push it into, like,
mainstream. This is absolutely
going to
be the one to push it.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that it's on PS4, though.
I think everybody is.
Yeah.
Up till now, it's made its...
Well, like it found its home on
3DS.
Yeah, but like it found its home on Sony systems before. Like,
yeah, it has.
Monster Hunter 1 was on PS2, and the following Monster Hunter games were on PSP.
But Monster Hunter 1 was also ass.
Yeah, Monster Hunter 1 is terrible. But like, as of late, since Monster Hunter, not even 3 Ultimate, just 3 in general, like it started on the Wii.
Yeah,
and they just shifted over to 3DS. So I'm genuinely surprised it's not like a Switch game.
Mm. Yeah, no, honestly...
Like a Switch exclusive, because it is releasing on Switch, correct?
No.
No?
It's not at all.
Yeah.
It's PS4?
I thought that it was getting the
PS4
special edition.
I mean,
Switch.
It might have.
No, that's Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, I guess. Monster Hunter Double Cross is on Switch.
You know, that
which is an enhanced port of Monster Hunter Cross on the 3DS.
Okay.
You know, that actually transitions well into what I was going to say. So, like, I quite like Monster Hunter. I don't, like, super love it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy a good Monster Hunter game, and, So Monster Hunter is one of those series where, you know, they approach sequels in that if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like, they do make changes in each sequel. It's just that they're usually very minute. And for me, you know, I usually, when it comes to games like that, I usually want to wait for, like, every other or every third release before I want to pick up a new one.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I bought was Monster Hunter 4, yeah. And that
you bought 4 Ultimate.
And what year was that?
My sophomore year.
2014, 15?
2015, I think.
2015? Yeah. And, you know, I was just kind of thinking, yeah, you know, 2018, 19, that's probably the next time I'll buy a Monster Hunter game, because by then it'll be changed enough to feel like a totally different game. But Monster Hunter World... Oh my god,
this looks fucking incredible.
This looks like the kind of sequel that I like. A sequel with like really substantial changes where it still has the same like spirit of a Monster Hunter game but with enough substantial changes to feel different.
They're literally taking the core of the game and just taking all the complaints everyone had and just fixing them.
And I like that.
Like,
this is like I've honestly never been more excited for a Monster Hunter game, and that says a lot because I once got a Monster Hunter game signed by Pro Jared, and that was pretty exciting.
All right.
It's so good. It's going to be so good. I'm super hyped.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
I'm definitely
going to
pick it up for
Monster
PS4
Hunter.
Because I really want that skin.
Yeah, I'm picking it up for most, like, everyone is picking it up for PS4.
Yeah.
Do you have a choice?
I mean, you can do PS4 or PC.
Yeah.
But there's no cross-system play.
That sucks.
Yeah. So.
So.
And plus, if you're on PS4, you could play with, like, other people and shit.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of loading screens between areas. Now it's just one cohesive map.
Oh,
they're showing you your damage output on your weapons.
Whoa.
Which, yeah.
This seems like a lot of quality of life stuff that they should have had.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Okay.
They still haven't added health bars to monsters.
But they're making it more visible when
they're making your, like, numbers go up.
When you deal damage to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They look more visibly injured.
That's also, like, a design choice.
Yeah, right? That's a design choice.
Like, I'm still all aboard the thought train of make the health bar maybe optional, or maybe make it so that, like, maybe you need, like, a special piece of equipment or armor or something that allows you to see the health bar. So basically people who don't want to see it can still go without it, but lame people like me still have that option available, even if it is, like, just, like, a really hard-to-find item or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Changing around
I like
the weapons.
Seeing health bars.
they're getting rid of Hunter Arts from Generations entirely, but they're adding bits of Hunter Arts to the weapons, just general movesets, and yeah. they're expanding those weapons' movesets to be okay. more than, like, one or two combos.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually just going to be, like, the most optimal Monster Hunter game.
I'm ready.
Okay.
It's
going to be so good.
I wish it were on the good. Switch, but I'm
ready. Yeah. So, I guess the next thing would be the Last of Us 2 trailer.
That was, like, really fucking weird. Did you watch that trailer? Yeah. That's like
I kind of regret like going like seeing it from Polygon's perspective.
Yeah,
because I read the article.
You can do it.
I'm trying to remember like the title, but it was stop using violence to sell your games.
Yeah,
and then I watched the Last of Us 2 trailer.
It was like
a violent trailer?
Oh my god! Yeah, it made me uncomfortable, dude.
So like I didn't play the Last of Us. And I didn't watch the trailer for The Last of Us. I know jack shit about The Last of Us.
The Last of Us is very violent. Like, The Last of Us 1 is, like, an absurdly violent.
And, like, I'm okay with violence.
Yeah, in some different ways, video though. Games.
Yeah. Like, I mean, clearly, you like Hotline Miami.
I like Hotline Miami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Yeah.
But
This was kind of, like, unthematic. Like,
was it gratuitous?
It wasn't gratuitous. It was gratuitous, but, like, also...
I really wish any of you guys had played Higurashi, because I could be like, is it, like, Higurashi gratuitous, or is it, like...
Like, gratuitous for, like, The Last of Us. Like,
okay.
Like, when The Last of Us came on screen, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Why? What, like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
It was basically, like...
Should we go into a little bit of detail?
Yeah, it's we're trailer.
Okay, we're gonna talk about some violent stuff, so if you don't like that, like, skip ahead a few minutes.
It was, like...
Turn down the volume.
Mute, like on Twitch, just like tap out for a minute.
Yeah.
The thing that was brought to my attention from specifically the Polygon article was that it was mostly violence to women.
Okay.
And that didn't vibe well with me, especially when I thought the woman at first that was being dragged was being dragged by two men.
Mm-hmm.
Did not sit super well with like the entire events of this past week.
So mind if I ask a quick question?
Yeah, what's up?
So you're at least somewhat aboard the stop using violence to sell your video games train?
Yeah.
So what about games like, does that still apply for games like, let's say, Doom, or let's say, Wolfenstein, where the violence, where the gratuitous violence is more or less...
Well,
the point.
I think.
Would you say it still applies to those?
That's a no difficult. Right that, yeah, that's a difficult thing to answer. Definitely.
Yeah, because different people will have different thresholds.
Yeah,
depends what your game is, right?
Again, like, depends. I'm talking about games like Doom and Wolfenstein, where like the excessiveness is what itself.
That's why it's fun, right?
Right. Because it's excessive, but it's aware of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like with Doom, it's like. It's built around the entire idea of rip and tear.
Exactly. Yes. And that's like killing everyone.
The Last of Us is not.
The Last of Us is very much built on this sense that no matter what you do, there's going to be a moral gray area.
Yeah. Okay.
And so by depicting so much violence, I think it overshot that message and overshadowed it entirely to be like, hey, we're violent too. Remember Wolfenstein punching Nazis? Remember The Last of Us when we like... had
Trip
Ellie kill someone. Like, remember Doom where you rip and tear? It didn't seem thematically in line with The Last of Us.
Okay, granted, that makes more sense. Again, this is coming from someone who knows jack shit about Last of Us.
And, like, I'm fine with violence.
Yeah, yeah, but me too.
It felt much...
It felt out of place for this. But, like granted, we don't know what the fuck The Last of Us 2 is.
Right.
Like, this game could be entirely that.
Yeah. It also seemed like a bait and switch from the last trailer we got at The
Last
of Us 2.
Because The Last of Us, the previous trailer we got was Ellie playing the guitar and stuff like that.
Weren't there...
Is that the girl?
Yeah, that's the girl.
She's grown up. She's playing guitar in a room. And I think Joel...
Yeah.
Comes to, like, get her attention to do something.
Yeah. I can see that they're trying... It seems like they're trying to add... You know, different story beats right now. They're trying to make us curious about that. But it just, that doesn't seem like a thing you have in a trailer introducing new characters and stuff like that.
Mm.
Like, it just seemed a little out of place.
Yeah, it seemed like those characters are only there to die or get hurt.
Yeah, kind of.
As opposed to, like, just a random NPC.
Yeah.
Like, you introduce these characters, you introduce them with a story, you introduce them with a lore that we want to find out more about.
Yeah.
only to kill them in a span of five
Yeah, like in this, you actually just kind of introduce characters to be tortured.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird. Like, you can have that in your game, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, if that is a point you're trying to make, so be it. It's just, I don't think it's a good way...
To sell your game!
To introduce your game.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what the fuck Last of Us is. Like, yeah. I thought it was a totally new game. And I'm like, oh, this is... It's kind of weird for The Last of Us to be this.
Yeah, you watched the whole conference, right?
Yeah,
I just watched trailers that I was interested in.
I watched the conference and skipped through the boring parts. So I might have skipped through some important things.
All right, that's
But I watched the entire Last of Us
part. What's up?
So based on what I'm hearing from you guys, it sounds like you guys thought about that trailer, what I thought about Final Fantasy 15 as a whole, where if that logo weren't there,
yeah.
there's nothing that connects it with the rest of the series.
Absolutely.
So would you say it's in that camp?
Absolutely. There's absolutely nothing that connected this to The Last of Us besides the clicker at the end that was shown
besides
like that.
Besides the logo.
Yeah. Besides, but no, I mean, like, there's,
why
like,
do games
that's the
keep
enemy.
Doing this lately?
It's really weird, right?
Like, why does everybody want to rebrand?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure this game will be.
I mean, hey, we're trying to rebrand, but.
Yeah, but we're not
but we're on a website. Like, I'm sure this game will probably be, like, a high quality product. But it's just a weird way to advertise this game with nothing. Mm. With none of the similarities from
with no ties.
You know what? I'll have to look at it then, because like from a marketing perspective, a note to the viewers here, like I got my BSA in advertising. That just sounds so fucking weird.
Yeah,
it
and
was
I'm
fucking
very
weird.
Curious about like why they thought this might be a good. Maybe it is because of Wolfenstein.
It would have been so much better if it was like a 15-minute look at the first like bit of the game.
It's true, but we don't know how far this thing is off, right? Like, this could be like 5 years from now. This could be 2 years from now. We don't know how far off it is. So,
and that's another conversation that is probably going to be started by this sentence entirely. Yeah. But I don't think we should know about games too early because we get this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they announced this game what like was it 2 years ago at this point now?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
it's like actually
we,
insane.
Do we have like any inkling of a release?
No.
We don't even
we
know
just
what the
know
game
it's
is.
In development.
This could be a fucking
oh god, yeah.
This could be a real time five game.
It could be a real time strategy game. Like
no,
we're like,
y'all
are giving
me Bioshock Infinite War flashbacks.
Yeah,
I waited for that game.
Like obviously it won't be a real time strategy game, but there's nothing telling me it won't be.
Yeah,
that's true.
So next thing that caught my attention and that I put in the poll was Night in the Woods, Weird Autumn.
So okay. I totally missed that.
It what is like, that?
Yeah.
I saw that in the poll and I was like, I didn't know they're making a sequel.
It's
like
not
a
sequel.
Port or something?
What is it?
It is a expansion of Night in the Woods. That
so
has like
for PC?
It is free if you own it on PC.
Oh, hey.
And they are releasing it on an unnamed console, which I bet it's the Switch.
It's absolutely the Switch.
But it has like new mini games, new bylines with your friends.
Cool.
God, I hope
like,
so.
Lots of new
ending.
Like stuff to do.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Because I definitely enjoyed that game. Well, I enjoyed the characters in that game. I didn't really enjoy.
Yeah,
the I enjoyed
story of
the whole
game.
Package. I thought it was charming.
Yeah.
So like, I beat Night in the Woods like a week ago, like right before I came back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
I thought you played it a while ago.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's fresh for me. And immediately, my first thought is that the ending was a big ass stain on an otherwise
it sucked, right?
Fun game. Yeah. So it's not that it was like really bad. It's just that it was really anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And it's like when it ended, it didn't feel like a part to end. And I was like, what?
I think they're fixing
we're not
that.
Talk,
with this.
And I'm hoping that that's going to fix.
It was like a minute long trailer, so they didn't like give specifics.
Yeah,
but they are
like,
releasing it this year,
I
believe, this autumn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's named after actually one of the band songs that I think you can play.
Okay.
In band practice,
that's cool.
Yeah,
but yeah, I really hope that this alleviates Night in the Woods of that problem because honestly, if it weren't for that ending, it would be.
I think it's still going to be one of my games
more
of the year.
Complete.
To be completely honest,
huh?
I really liked it. I think Night in the Woods is still going to be one of my games of the year. I liked it so much.
I wasn't terribly big on it.
That's fine. I think my games of the year are going to be super like unpopular opinions.
Yeah,
like
no,
for sure, definitely. I've known this.
I had a weird time playing Night in the Woods. Like the first half, I was bored out of my skull. But then in the second half, I don't want to spoil what happens, but when the plot thickens, shall we say?
Yeah.
You probably know what I'm talking
about. I know
about.
What I'm talking about, yeah.
Once shit started to hit the fan, I got much more interested. I just regret how long it took to get to that point.
Yeah.
But
that's a valid critique.
Yeah, but But once it got going, it was really good. And if the whole game were as good as that second half up until the last 5 minutes, you know, it would also probably be really high up there, at least for indie games of the year. It would
Fair. See, really. I'm like on like the totally opposite perspective as you. Where like I think like I would have liked that.
You loved the first half, and hated the second.
I liked like the way more simple stuff about that game. The more like real, like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my life kind of stuff.
Mm.
And like I really liked those whole themes. And when shit did start to hit the fan, I'm like, oh, I liked the more like close knit kind of like conversations and stuff like that.
I feel. I can see how you'd think. Yeah. That. Gee, Dan, did you like Night in the Woods?
Haven't played it.
Yeah, no. So, real quickly, let us talk about the Hong Kong Massacre. Not a historical event.
What the fuck is the Hong Kong historical Massacre? Event.
It is a top-down shooter, probably dual-stick, die and retry. So, it's Hotline Miami, but made in Unity. It's not exactly Hotline Miami. Mm-hmm. It seems to have more
Hotline
mechanics.
Hotline Hong Kong?
No. It's made by a different studio. I think I forget the name, but they are based out of Sweden.
Europe.
What's the studio?
The what?
No, I'm thinking something else. I don't think it's actually on the list.
I don't know what the studio is.
Yeah.
But it the way that it was described was Hotline Miami meets Max Payne. So it has that like noir feel. But it has the die and retry style of Hotline Miami. Mm.
I can dig it.
Top down. So, I don't know why, but I've been, like, craving a new Hotline Miami game.
Have you considered Hotline Miami 2?
Ooh.
No, because it's bad.
Yeah,
no,
it's like, not a good game.
But I think it's going to do some good things.
Yeah.
Like on the 30-second clip that we saw of it, I think it has like a slow motion mechanic or things like that.
Sure.
The effects look super cool. Yeah. It looks super stylized, which is something I liked about the original Hotline Miami. But yeah, it has much the same like plot line. It has something to do with the triad, the Chinese mafia. Mm. And you were against you were doing stuff for the Russian mafia in Hotline Miami, so. I think it's going to be good. I think that that type of game is, like, due for a new entry anyway, because it's getting to the point where, like, the speed run that you can do of Hotline Miami and Hotline Miami 2 is almost fully optimized.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think recently, within the last few months, Snowfats beat his record. I don't know if it's a world record. But he beat his record of, like, 19 minutes and 24 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
And got somewhere in, like, the 18-minute range. So, optimized as fuck.
No,
but, like, that was a while ago, and I might not be remembering it correctly. But he might even have, like, a 17-minute time at this point. Who knows?
Christ.
Yeah. So, I think, this like, speedruns are due for an upgrade for a category like that. Because they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Speedruns are great.
Speedruns are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, is something I wanted to talk about from Paris Games Conference is Erica.
Yeah.
It is an FMV game in the Gregorian year 2017, my friends.
I love FMV. Like I love when games do FMV.
It's charming.
And
I've said that about two games this podcast.
This doesn't seem like it's going to be a charming thing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to be charming, and it doesn't seem like it's going
to
be bad.
You know, it seems like it's actually trying to tell a story, which I don't like with really FMV. Well, I like stupid FMV. I don't like real FMV. The fuck?
So when I think of FMV, the first thing I think of is, like, really old, like, point-and-click adventure games. Because a lot of those utilized FMV very poorly. At the time, it was very well, but by modern standards, it looks god-awful. But so as someone who has very little FMV knowledge outside of that and Sibel, which I hated.
Yeah.
What do you think? I have a very warped opinion on FMV.
I mean, FMV
is weird.
I don't think you can have like a good sense of FMV because like the video game industry doesn't even know what the fuck to do with FMV.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Like
it's
hasn't
really hard to integrate while still like Sibel, honestly, like I hate this game, guys. I think Sibel was probably like the closest we're gonna get to like being able to integrate it well because it was a game about a girl playing a game and then what she was doing in real life in tandem with the game, and it's bad. Yeah. Don't play it. But
isn't her story also an FMV?
Yeah, I was about to bring up her story. Also, okay. Yeah, and people like
just kidding.
Really love her story.
Just
is definitely
kidding. That game is great. Like, I lied.
Yeah, no, her story is definitely the way to go for FMV. It's like the only good FMV game ever.
Honestly, yeah. Well, what I was gonna say about Savelle is like it. You know, so it has that excuse of how it can have those in-game graphics that look totally different while having the FMV. Mm-hmm. And I hate this game, but I will give it points where it's due. You know, that's a good way to utilize FMV.
Yeah.
Is having the game and real life as separate settings. But no, now that you mention it, I totally fucking forgot about her story.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally everyone did. Yeah.
Honestly, one of the most interesting narratives in a recent...
Yeah.
Game.
I think my favorite thing to do with FMV as of late is probably in a 1-2 Switch.
Oh, absolutely.
All of those, like, little FMV tutorials.
That's, like, that shit was great.
That's what dumb FMV
is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so great.
Yeah.
God, have there been any other decent FMV games to come out in the last decade?
There's one that I can... It's not decent, but it's really funny.
Tell me about it.
You have to give me a second. Contradiction, maybe? It was a point and click game. It was a point and click FMV game.
Of course it was.
They came out on Steam a couple years ago. I think it was called. It was a murder mystery. It was called Contradiction. Of course, right?
Contradiction.
Contradiction. It's like it's super fucking over the top.
Is it like bad in acting? The vein of like early '90s FMV.
Yeah, like a lot. But it's really dumb and like it's not good, but it's got some charm to it.
In the same way that, like, old FMV point and click.
Yeah, absolutely. FMV has a time and place in games.
Mm.
Time and place, and it's all her story.
And it's all her story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's an opinion. Mm. Here's a discussion question, if we have time. Do we have time?
Actually, that was the last thing I wanted to talk about, so I'm going to do announcements really quick.
Okay,
More things that were announced that were fun.
Were they? Take us into it.
Well, the few things. There was a new Spider-Man trailer.
Yep.
Yeah,
that looks hype.
Yeah, that game is actually looking, like, fucking fantastic.
It's looking really, really good.
Like, I actually, like, this is the first time I've actually been excited for a licensed game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Outside of, like, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah. And...
They announced two indie games that I'm really excited for. They announced Guacamelee 2.
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Everyone is really hyped about that.
And they announced Spelunky 2.
Yeah.
Spelunky 2?
Yeah, Spelunky 2 today.
I heard about Guacamelee 2. I love the original Guacamelee.
Yeah.
I heard about Spelunky 2, and I was like, wow, I should tell Adam. And then I saw that you were the one who retweeted it. And then I was like, my job here is done.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me.
So, yeah.
No problem.
How do you think those are going to do?
We don't know what Spelunky 2 is yet. It just showed like a little like...
Yeah, you have like a family.
Yeah, like a family thing. It's like you're playing as the kid now.
That's cute.
Your dad's Spelunker has died, and you're taking over. Oh, you're taking over. Yeah, he died of old age, presumably. It looks like he's like he was really old in some of the pictures, and it's like, and now your son's taking the helm.
Okay, all right.
Seems we don't know what it is, but
Guacamelee 2 probably.
Guacamelee
2.
It looks pretty much like Guacamelee, yeah.
Which is like a great thing.
Yeah,
because Guacamelee is a fantastic game.
So good.
If you haven't played Guacamelee, please play it. It goes on sale for like $2 every day.
Yeah, no, I have like so many other games to play by the time we do Game of the Year, guys.
I mean, Guacamelee came out like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I have to say, I think I'm doing incredibly well with Game of the Year pacing stuff. I only have like 3 more games to play.
Same. Yeah.
Like I'm really proud of myself this year.
Yeah. I have like 4.
Yeah.
What are they?
Super Mario Odyssey, Wolfenstein, Resident Evil, Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade.
For me, I have to finish up Yakuza. I have to play Wolfenstein. I might play...
Pillars of the Earth.
You want me to play Pillars of the Earth? Maybe.
I think you would especially appreciate it since I know you also like point and click.
Okay.
And also because it's kind of my indie game of the year so far.
Yeah, okay. And what's the one Greg really liked?
Hollow Knight.
I need to play Hollow Knight.
I want to try Hollow Knight before the year.
I need to play at least a few hours of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only big game I have left that I really want to play before the year's out is I really want to try Nier Automata.
I feel like I gave Nier a fair shot, and it wasn't... I don't think it's my thing, but I don't think I got to, like, many of the interesting things, actually.
I walked away for comedic effect.
And other than that, I mean, like, I'm not going to count Dot Hack toward Game of the Year because even though there is a fourth volume, it is by and large, not a new game. Yeah, yeah. And also because if it did count, that'd be cheating because it would win. flat out. Sorry, Persona. But
no, no need to be sorry to Persona. Yeah,
literally no need.
But other than that, I mean, I want to play Ghost of Miami before the year's out, but I also want to buy it on sale because I'm poor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I need to play Cuphead. Other than those, I think I'm...
Oh, yeah, I also want to finish
Cuphead. I have time if I can. Yeah.
You can play it at my place.
I know I can, and I really want to. But, yeah, outside of those, I think I'm set.
Yeah.
I need to play Cuphead. I need to play Hollow Knight. I need to play fucking a lot of shit. I need to finish Shadows of Valentia. Yeah.
I really got to finish Cuphead. Like, I'm, like, really close to finishing it.
I need to just get it.
Yeah.
Like, I still haven't bought it.
I've
like,
oh boy. Buy it for you.
I know.
So, yeah. We'll do a couple of announcements.
Is there anything else from the thing today?
Oh, fucking Pokemon.
Yeah. From Ultra, Sony press conference.
Ultra Sun and Moon.
Ah, oh, fuck. You're right. That's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out in, like, it's coming out in, like, 2.5 weeks.
I don't want to play that right now, actually. Fuck.
God, I'm going to have to rush the hell out of .hack. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm going to take my sweet-ass time, and Pokemon can suck it. But!
Fuck you, Pokemon.
But!
Oh, man. Like, I love you, Pokemon, but I kind of don't want to play you right now. That kind of bummed me out.
I mean, I'll probably be done with .hack by then anyway, because knowing how I am with .hack, I'm going to get started, and then I'm probably just... not going to get off the PS4 for days at a time until I've got it.
Adam's looking at my Google search. It looks really concerned.
I'm like a little confused, but I'll find out in due time.
It was just a Google search for Roll 800 Sided Die.
just go on the Wikipedia page, copy paste every game that's come out this year, the one that matches this game of the year.
Can we do that? Can we do that?
I can't find one.
A forced edition where we like try our hardest to argue.
Can we do that?
Like, bonus points like if it turns out to be like a really bad fuck. Like if it's Pink Rage Otome.
Yeah.
And we all have to sit there and talk about it.
All right.
It's the best thing that grace this earth.
Couple quick announcements. Our Super Mario Odyssey giveaway ends in 2 days. It ends at 11:59 p.m. EST on November 2nd. We will pick the winner November 3rd, and on November 3rd, our .hack giveaway will be open for the entire month of November.
And then you can tell me about how great it is and how thankful you are to us that we supplied you with such a great-ass game.
Yeah. The winner for that will be chosen December 1st, and then... on December 1st, we'll be starting our Mystery Game of the Year giveaway.
Hell yeah.
That'll be open for the entire month also. This is kind of a question, we should make this more known. Someone had asked us on our website if we have a Discord server. We do. It's linked at the end of every podcast. It is now linked in our social links pop-up when you go on our website.
A little link tree?
Yeah, it's on our link tree.
The link tree is golden, guys.
Yeah, it's
if we are on a social media platform, it's on there. That link tree.
Yeah. And if we're on a social media platform, anywhere you can find us, it's linked under the link tree.
Yeah.
Our profile has the link tree link.
So, it's perfect. So.
It's love that service.
Yeah, no, for real. So convenient.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for us anywhere, that is the first place you should check.
Yeah.
And if we're not there, tell us. You know, if we get enough requests for a certain site, we might discuss it.
Mm-hmm. We just recently got an Instagram. We're going to be putting that to use soon. Yeah. I meant to take a picture of the recording setup and post it, but my phone died.
Y'all, it's not too late.
Yeah, come watch the last 10 minutes of our podcast. All right, Kennedy has taken a picture of us, I guess.
Hell yeah.
All right, Kennedy.
Okay.
While Kennedy does that, one last announcement. What's up? Do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the password for the Instagram right now.
I don't have... Okay.
Kennedy.
How about I just message you the picture?
Yeah. And I'll post it tomorrow as, hey, we recorded this episode yesterday. So, last announcement, we are ending our daily giveaways on December 30th. December 31st is the day we'll draw the last giveaway, the last daily giveaway winner.
Our Twitter page will be so much nicer.
Yeah.
But I also want to make sure that this is clear. We're stopping the daily giveaways.
Yeah.
We're switching them over to...
Regular giveaways are still...
Higher quality giveaways, but fewer.
Yeah. We're going to be doing weekly giveaways, and we're going to be doing our, triple A giveaways per month. We're going to have them open for the whole month.
Yeah. So there will still be giveaways, just not...
Just not every day.
Last games.
Yeah. So, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. So you'll only get one tweet, announcement, what have you, per day for each of those.
Yeah.
Literally the cleanest Twitter feed you're ever going to fucking see.
Real great.
And our media won't be clogged by pictures of the game either. Because one, it's going to be hard to find 7 pictures of one game, let alone 30. And I don't want to do that. So you'll just get the link to the Gleam. Hello. Have it. Now into questions. Our first one, we did... this last week, and I found a subreddit called "Would You Take the Deal?"
I'm in.
This is the only new interesting one, and not super crude one that I found that was new from last week. You live through all of human history in an hour. You have a flashback in which you actively live through everything that happened to every person, every slave beating, every genocide, every treasure hiding, every revolution, coronation, etc. Everything that every human that isn't alive today has ever experienced, from the very first biologically modern human. You experience all of that, and then look at the clock to see that only 1 hour has passed, but all of the knowledge, trauma, and whatever else you gain is there within you, as if you had actually experienced millions of years of human history. You cannot change anything in history. During each life you live through, you forget all of the others, and it all comes flooding back at the end of the hour.
Fuck that. I mean, it's really cool knowledge to have.
Yeah.
But,
I'd do it.
Imagine living with the trauma of every single person ever.
Yeah, no, for real. I love history.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I love history and I know what they did to people back then.
Yeah.
That I'm like, all right, on one hand, I would love to be Queen Elizabeth I. On the other hand, I would not like to be any of the millions of people that Catherine the Great burned at the stake because they didn't quite line up with her religion.
Yeah.
I'd do it. I want to know what happened to the Library of Alexandria.
Yeah.
That's true. That is one benefit. All the secrets lost to human history. What happened to the Mayans? Shit. What happened to whoever? Suddenly you have this bank of knowledge that people would pay money for.
But who would believe you?
If they believed you.
Yeah.
You're just one person spouting, oh, this is how the Mayans died.
The Mayans didn't die.
People do that already, and they're insane.
Yeah, yeah, what if they took the deal?
Did you guys hear, this is slightly not off topic. There was a guy in, Ohio recently who made the news because he claimed to be from 2020, and he just, he would, get in the middle of, big public areas and tell people that, the first alien invasion in recorded human history was upon us in December, and that it was his job to try to stop it.
Man, I hope.
And the only way he could stop it
was
making people aware, and that's such a fucking oxymoron because people are aware now because his crazy ass antics have got him all over the news. But what if that's what he was aiming for?
I got legitimately spooked for a minute.
We might in December.
Know in 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh. No, we won't, because he's saying his only objective was to get people knowing about it, because he said just purely the knowledge of people knowing it's going to happen will postpone it.
Oh, I love this guy.
He covered all his bases. Oh my god, that makes it so good. I got a little spooked out because I have been watching a lot of BuzzFeed Unsolved. Unrelated. That's fucking great.
I love this guy. I hope he's telling the truth.
We'll never know.
As long as people think about aliens, we're good.
I will stop thinking about them right now. I didn't.
You're putting us all at risk, baby. You might possibly be putting everyone in this building
Fuck yeah, that's cool. I want to see an alien.
Oh, look at this fucking edgelord that commented. What? Easy take. I'm already insane, and just having that much knowledge is way too much of a siren song for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're insane. Try dealing with literally all of the slaves' trauma. Try dealing with that motherfucker.
Yeah, I respect the quest Fuck. For knowledge. I want to know what happened to the Mayans yeah. as much as the next guy. If you are willing to put up with that kind of yeah. trauma, you go you.
That's okay. This guy's already insane. You know, he's lived through thousands of years of being a slave.
Much I love more Lords on Reddit yeah. than I.
But yeah, no, I'd take it because I want to know. Like,
Dan, what
no.
about you?
Fuck that. Not. No, I mean, it would be great to know that information, but I'm not that mentally strong.
Another thing is, I have this really weird fascination with death.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be interesting to see how different people died from, like, their perspective.
Yeah. It would be cool. I'm not disagreeing cool. with you
be,
there.
Like, less cool once you hit, like, the Black Plague, but, like...
yeah,
it's not like, oh, again?
or, like,
and you
like
get to, like,
crusade.
An occasional... Yeah. an occasional beheading.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get to, like,
I
World War
I
and everyone is
depending
just
on
dying.
The era.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you went through the French Revolution.
I would like to be guillotined several thousand times over.
The thing is...
But what if you felt the pain of it? But you still
no,
live.
No, that's the thing with memories. Is what? That, or like, if you have the memories, I think, you don't feel the pain of it. You just know that it happened.
Well, there was also this weird fucking study done during the French Revolution, actually, around the time they were still kind of working on the
Guillotine. Around the time they had impeccable scientific methods.
Well,
continue.
No, just listen. Because this is something that does get talked about a lot, because obviously this isn't something we can easily recreate.
Right.
Someone went under the guillotine and they were like, we're going to test how long, like, the brain lives, like, how long you are conscious after
oh, yeah.
you are beheaded. And so they had this guy, you know, saying, like, okay, you know, y'all are going to chop my head off and I'm going to, like, try my hardest to blink. Like, and if I blink, you know that I am at least somewhat conscious on some level. And he was able to blink, I think, 2 or 3 times before he stopped.
What a noble cause.
I think
pinnacle of science.
I mean, again, obviously this isn't something we
yeah.
create,
yeah.
but like there is reason to believe that for at least a few seconds you might feel
a sting.
That's something.
That's crazy. That's
sting,
crazy to think
something.
About.
I mean, wetness.
I mean, yeah. your nerve endings would be totally gone except for the ones in your neck, which would
yeah.
be effectively Hurting. Cut.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know enough about the nerve endings in your neck to know whether or not you would
yeah.
feel anything, but, like, it's, again, it's not really something we can recreate.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, even if, like, you can't tell what's, like, what you're feeling, if you're attaining consciousness even for, like, a second, you're literally feeling your head flying off of your body.
Yeah.
Like, regardless
you
of the pain of the cut,
separation.
You are literally seeing your head leaving your
you
body.
You know that second when you, like, crack your neck?
No,
and
I can't.
And you, like, almost go a little bit
I
too far?
Say I do.
I know what you're talking about.
Is it like that?
Well.
Exactly like that.
So I have an 800-sided die here.
Yes, you do.
I have a random number generator.
Oh, okay.
Which is the same thing.
Keep that handy for Game of the Year.
Guy.
We're going to do yep. that for a bonus episode. That'll be fun as hell.
And I'm going to roll it, and then we're going to pick from a list of 800 questions that I have found on Blogspot.
What is
oh
justice?
My God.
we'll try and get through these super quick.
Yeah, it's like just fucking hit us.
Right. Yeah, we'll do five like,
yeah.
rapid fire
five
questions.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, 296. Rapid fire as I find it painstakingly. 296. Have you ever done something really unbelievable only to have no one around to see it? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably.
I have.
Probably not.
Kinda.
Okay. Don't elaborate. It's great. Next one. 386. Have you ever baked your own bread?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've tried.
No.
Next one.
Shameful, too. I worked at Panera.
It didn't turn out well.
373. Have you ever played golf?
Yes.
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 No.
Rephrased. Have you ever played mini golf?
Yes.
Really?
No.
All right.
Oh. Never had a desire to. We can't all have meth tiger in our fucking town.
164. Do you prefer blue or black inked pens? Black.
Purple.
Pencils.
Black.
I write in purple pen.
Okay. I think we have two more.
Two more hits.
So.
601. I passed it. What is your one major weakness?
I overthink literally every situation.
Anxiety.
I guess overthinking things is kind of that, right?
I second guess my gut a lot.
I don't have a driver's license.
I mean, I don't either. But
okay, but you live in a state with like public ass transit.
That's true. There's like nothing.
Ass transit.
Literally nothing.
Where it's ass. Yeah.
There's literally no way for me to get anywhere in Oklahoma except by the mercy of anybody with a car.
I got you.
Like, I've been straight up denied jobs because I cannot drive by myself. In this, the age of Uber and Lyft. Sucks.
And 177, who was the last person to knock or ring your door? I'm pretty sure it was a Jehovah's Witness.
Me? Because I have to knock on my door to get into the house.
Wasn't it me?
Yeah, it was you. Actually, yeah.
I didn't push the doorbell hard enough the first time.
Nah, that's okay.
All right. Let's do one more just for the shit of it.
Yeah. Let's go.
126. Did we do 126?
Did we do 126?
I don't think so.
No.
What would be the odds, though?
One in 800. Like, literally, it would be 1 in 800.
Shut up, Dan.
How often do you buy new clothes?
Not very.
It depends. Like, if I see a cool flannel, I'll get it.
Yeah, like, but, like if there's something like, nice that I like, or if, like, I need to replace a couple of things once every few months,
I'd say. Yeah, like, I replace things pretty...
Yeah, no, like, I replace things, too, but, like, I could not... even begin to remember when the last time I went out clothes shopping.
No, yeah, like I never...
I don't think I have...
Yeah, like, I don't go clothes shopping, but, like, if I see something I like and, like, I can afford it, I'll probably get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually planning to do, like, a new clothes shop because I want to condense everything down into, like, a good set of basic stuff that I can match.
Yeah.
I had new fucking flannels. All my flannels are, like, I'm getting tired of them.
This one looks cool, though.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah, I like that one. That's the iconic signature.
Yeah.
It's the Adam TM.
The Adam one.
There's, like, two or three that I still really love, but, like, most of them, like, I'm tired of you. Like, I need some new flannels. Yeah, it's flannel season, motherfuckers.
You know, I was actually going to be going to Primark, like, later this week.
Oh, shit.
Because my favorite pair of pajama bottoms fucking bit the dust. Home, and now I only have one pair, and I don't like just having one pair. So I guess if that counts,
yeah.
I'm getting some new jumble jambles.
Primark is literally where I want to buy all my clothes forever.
And you know what?
Except when I have like weird trendy stuff that like, because I tried to get a pair of like office pants to wear to work, and it was like bell bottoms with no ankle.
That's fucked up.
Motherfucker, who wears those?
If I had the money, man, I'd go to Primark and I'd buy so many fucking, what are they called, those fucking thick-ass jacket, not jacket fucking things. I fucking love those, and I have, like, one, but I love them.
Jacket, not jacket? One sweaters.
Jacket, no. No. It's like, half a jacket, half, like, just fucking warm fucking...
A zip-up hoodie?
No, they don't have zippers.
A sweater.
No. Cardigan! Yes! These are fucking great.
Boy.
I love cardigan. And one. But they're so fucking nice.
And y'all ready to get deep again? Because 759, would you ever sign a prenup agreement?
What's that?
What?
Yeah, what is it? Is that, I hear Kanye West talk like, about that a lot. Is that
it's, like it's, you sign it before thing? You get married yeah, to yeah, like yeah, divide yeah. your assets. Yeah. And make sure if that when you divorce, make sure that if you divorce,
when you divorce, hey, I'm about to say, then why am I getting married?
I'm trying to get the better end of the deal.
Taxes. So that if you divorce, you'll have all of your assets from before you were married. Because generally, like they get conjoined.
If it helps me keep my shit, then yes.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
I don't know. It's, like, such a weird thing to ask of somebody, right? It's, like, I don't think I trust you enough, so here, sign this thing.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's generally only done for, like, second marriages, I think.
Yeah.
Or, like, celebrity marriages.
I wonder how
many... Like, second plus.
I wonder how many marriages have ended when somebody's asked them that question. Like, hey, will you sign this? Like,
no, you do it before you get married.
Yeah, no, I wonder how many of, like,
oh,
like
how many engagements marriages have been called off.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, well, fuck, that's you, really not anymore.
But yeah, I don't think I would.
Because I'm not sure I would either. It's just a weird...
It's a like, weird thing. It's definitely something that you should discuss.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not like something that I myself would bring up.
Yeah.
But like if...
I'd bring it up. I'd bring it up to discuss it.
Yeah. But it's like, it's one of those things where if it were presented with me... If it were presented to me, I mean, I see no reason why not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see no reason not to.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, in case things go south...
And, you know, not all marriages, you know, end in divorce because of, you know, disagreeing partners. You know, sometimes it is for fucking tax reasons.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is for fucking... Sometimes there are financial benefits for divorce that are in both parties' favors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for all I know, it could be one of those down the road where something happens and both of us benefit greatly from divorcing. Like,
yeah. See, it could be for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I don't think... Well, this is... a tangent, but I don't think divorce should be as stigmatized as it is.
No,
it's so fucking normal these days.
It's so fucking normal.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it no less fucking awful for people experiencing it, but yeah. Like, I feel like we're definitely way past it the point of it where it shouldn't be like this super fucking taboo subject.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Half, like, again, an average of half of the marriages in this country end in divorce. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're way past the point of normalization.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The woman in the blue should run for presidency.
Hell yeah.
President Kennedy. I'm back.
Kennedy, no!
I'm back.
Kennedy, no!
President Kennedy.
No!
Mind blowing.
We need to end. We need to end this.
It's a joke.
Yep.
Because President Kennedy's head got shot.
Yep.
Really? We didn't know.
But like, if we agreed to that thing, we'd know.
The prenup?
No, the fucking...
Ask not.
The
Reddit ask thing. Not what I can you, do you
didn't
for
go
your
through
country,
the JFK assassination phase?
What you as a no, country
No, the Reddit thing.
Me.
The deal?
The deal. If we'd gone through the deal, with the deal, we'd know.
We would have known how mind-blowing it was to the JFK?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yo, so like...
I think I'm in love. Dude, Trump troller, back off.
Yo, when you read the woman in the blue should be president, I was so confused, and I was thinking, who the fuck thinks Adam's a girl? it did not register with me at all.
I'm dead.
Well,
I'm dead.
But yeah. Trump troller. Kennedy's dating Dan.
Yeah. A little late on that one.
Well, all right. I think that's gonna do it for us on episode 86.
I'm gonna make President a prenup Kennedy joke, but now I forget what it was. So I'm just gonna say prenup.
Prenup, all right.
Insert whatever joke you think is funny in there and pretend I said it because I forget my joke.
Yeah, if you like this and you're watching it on Twitch, you can find us on your podcatcher of choice, iTunes, Google Play, what have you.
Yeah,
you can find me on your voting ballot.
2020.
You can find us on pretty much every social media, and it will be linked under the podcast, and it is linked in chat currently on Twitch. It's also linked under the video, and. Love you all. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for following too, Trump Troller.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you next week with a brand new podcast. This will be out Tuesday, October 31st on Halloween.
My God, fucking Halloween.
I'm definitely going to post all of our Halloween outfits on social media.
Yo, I'm so ready for like two people to get mine. But I'm so ready for
also two people to get mine.
Yeah.
Mine's I'm going fucking lazy this year.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Are you gonna be an adult?
Yep, I'm gonna be an adult. I'm gonna start.
You're gonna be a straight man?
I'm gonna be a straight man.
For context, in the past he's been among the champions of Halloween. He was Bob Ross last year, and the year before that he had the best fucking Guy Fieri costume I've ever fucking seen on
Not feeling it this year,
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you so much for inspiring me to run for president.
Yeah, thank you for being the inspiring wind beneath our wings. This has been Lifecast, the Lifecast, episode 86. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.